Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back, baby! I'm back and we're back! I take it all back from Friday. I'm in.
All the way back.
Yep. Season saver. Franchise altering victory, maybe.
Franchise altering
yes.
Victory.
Steelers 27, Ravens 22.
I mean, I will say I should have known better. Woo-hoo! Than to pick against fate, against kismet, against any other Woo! Name for predestination you want to give. Should have known that Mike Tomlin, at maybe the nadir of his approval ratings here, at the ultimate valley, would somehow manage to deliver a peak against a team equally in the soup as the Steelers coming in.
How about those frauds in Baltimore? How about my guy Lamar?
Man, have they ever... Have they
Say less, okay, buddy, play better.
Have they looked more pathetic than that in a very long time? I mean, we haven't seen them in a game this year when it was early and they were really bad.
And Alex Moore, if there's an award for best referee in the NFL, my friend, you should get it this season.
Yeah?
John Harbaugh, you are a disgrace. It's a good argument. Who's more overrated, Lamar Jackson or John Harbaugh? Man, I'd like to be down there in Baltimore doing 4 hours on that today.
Who would you pick?
I would pick Lamar, but Harbaugh is making headway on him, boy.
I'd probably take the other direction.
3-9 in his last 12 against the Steelers? How do you make the argument he's a better coach than Tomlin when he's 3-9 in the last 12? And he's losing these games at home. The reason, here is why I told you we took a brief, like, kind of exhale moment on Friday's show in the hysteria of saying that you and I were both rooting for the Ravens to win because we thought that that would be getting the wheels of change going. And by the way, 412-928-9370 to call in right now. We're live up on X and YouTube and 93.7 FM and all these places.
If you want to call in and do what many of the YouTube commenters seem to be doing, which is wanting to excoriate us for being back. In your case, being right back on the bandwagon now that they've won a game. They're saying we're haters, Pony. They're saying we're haters and we're trolls.
I'm not.
And they don't want us back on the bandwagon after we wished for them to lose.
Well, too bad. They can't. They're not. This isn't the Polar Express. They're not Tom Hanks.
That's a creepy movie.
Okay, trying to let me get in or off, okay? Here's the deal, and I said that I was just about to bring this up before you bring up this apparently onslaught of people that are mad at me for being excited about a Steelers win. Okay, thanks a lot. I said to you, there was one very specific scenario in which I would be excited about them winning, and it would suck me back in. If that's if Aaron Rodgers went out and played a good game, and we saw them do the things that have been absent and invisible in their offense for an entire month. Throw the ball downfield, use the middle of the field, mm-hmm. unlock DK Metcalf. And from the very first play of the game, they did that. Now, the Ravens defense can't get a pass rush on Avonworth. Go Lopes, by the way. Nice Whitfield championship for them. I mean, their pass rush stinks. But still, Josh Allen is the only quarterback in the NFL this season who's thrown for more yards against the Ravens than Rodgers yesterday. He had no benefit of a run game. It's almost reminiscent of the Jets game in week one, except this wasn't against a team that's going to finish near the bottom of the NFL. This is against your arch rival on the road who was playing for a division title. This was, in essence, a quasi-playoff game. Winner, almost certainly in. Loser, probably out. That was what was on the line. And your 42-year-old quarterback with a broken hand coming off a terrible game where it looked like he got killed by Joey Bosa, played his ass off right from the opening snap. And your quarterback outplayed their $50 million quarterback who's won two MVPs and who I hear all the time about how good he is. I mean, to me, that is a huge shift in how I feel about the Steelers moving forward. So I think they're going to host a playoff game in January. Now they need to go out and actually be competitive in it and win it. And I'm going to maintain an open mind about that, especially if Aaron Rodgers looks like the way he played yesterday, Chris.
I think you're just taking that cart and you are putting it so far ahead of the horse can't even see it. They've got four more games where they've got to make sure they handle their business. It was a very good win for them yesterday.
I don't think the Ravens are going to win another game. Look at their schedule.
They've got to handle their business.
And the Bengals lost too. Both of those things were massive.
Well, just on the Bengals front, I think the single biggest thing that happened in the AFC North race yesterday is that the team with the healthiest, best, most trustworthy player of any of the three still technically in it as of yesterday, that guy made a horrifying error.
Since he was up 10 with 8 minutes left and they lost.
Pick six. If Burr doesn't throw the pick six, if they don't lose that game and they win that game,
then you're right. All bets are off. They're in the mix.
But I still think
they're 4-9 now.
I still think the Steelers have to prove that they can handle their business. Obviously, they have an 80% chance. We got beat over the head with the numbers game yesterday.
Yes.
I think yesterday proved like one thing to be very true. Rodgers did play, for my money, maybe his best game since the season opener.
I think better than that because of what was on the line.
Yes, it was a better game. I'm saying like he hasn't played even close to that level since the season opener. It just showed for me how obvious one thing is they were deficient in for most of the year and how obviously game-changing it is. They got plays in chunks, man. They got five explosive plays in the passing game, 20 yards or more. They are not a good enough offense, no matter how good he could look in a given moment, to go up and down the field 10 plays at a time. So they're going to have to, and we've lived this life with worse quarterbacks than Rodgers for years now.
Yeah.
They have to hit the shot plays when they take them.
And you said one of the reasons why you were so adamant in saying, look, I want them to lose. I want them to lose out. I want this to be the catalyst of something different, better draft pick, maybe a new coach, etc. You thought if the Steelers won, it was going to be this slog, ugly, rock fight, kick field goals, punt game, field position game, just disgusting, like 1950s throwback game.
What's that gif people always post where the guy tries to throw a two-handed pass over the line and it gets batted down?
It wasn't. He almost threw for 300 yards.
Can I give you the yeah, but yet, or are you still fired up and you don't want to get mad
just,
at me
no,
just yet?
No, you can do a yeah, but, and I'll let our listeners, too, at 412-928-9370. They do have, I won't say endless possibilities, but they do have a much higher ceiling, and there is potential if Aaron Rodgers can turn back the clock like that, get the Steelers to use all parts of the field, including down the field and over the middle, the first throw of the second half. They've been so bad out of the half. Is a long pass over the middle to Metcalf that sets up a score.
It was a little vintage Rodgers improvisation.
Yes, that too.
That's the thing. That play was probably that play was probably designed.
He scores a touchdown. He does the discount double check.
That play was probably not designed to be over the middle. He turned it into a bit of a scramble play. He, by the way, has to be the one who's willing to continue throwing the ball to those places.
Correct.
I don't think it's just like they weren't running it. I've watched enough people and listened to enough people who just do tape for a living. That's all they do. And they've said, hey, the quarterback's got to be the one who actually wants to throw the ball there.
I agree.
So I'm going to say a couple things. It was his best game since the opener. It was, in balance, I think, his best game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. He is the reason they won the game. They obviously knew they needed to get Metcalf more involved. And to Metcalf's credit, a guy who has had a lot of drops, he made a lot of huge, like, legitimate big-time plays. Like, he played like an alpha dog getting top three.
Played
money.
Like an elite receiver.
Played like a top five guy at the position, which he has very rarely done this year. I do have to throw in a couple caveats, though, because you mentioned that I said I wanted to see the start of change, and I just did not see a path for this team to do any of the things we all are kind of holding as a bare minimum, which is basically win a playoff game. All that stuff about Rodgers is true. And yet, and I think a huge story in this game is that while Jackson was spry enough to run for a touchdown, did you watch that play a couple times? He looked like he was actually like gingerly stopping after he got into the end zone. He did not look like he was gliding around.
That was
his
first rushing touchdown since week one.
Which says,
an incredible stat.
Which says a lot about how banged up he was and bad he was when he was on the field in between week one and now. Week one was like real Lamar. I thought they got like 85% physical Lamar.
I don't think the injury is an excuse for him yesterday, if that's what you're going to say.
It's not an excuse. I'm merely pointing out that some of the times where I think he would have been even more dangerous, he wasn't as dangerous. And where the injury probably really hurts him is it makes him a much worse passer. But they get full marks. They still had to make the plays. Pierre has to go up and make a little one-handed interception. They did a lot of things well. And yet, they were down to Lamar having a possible shot at admittedly a low percentage play, but having a shot at a hero touchdown to win the game. And they are Mark Andrews' newly extended contract doofus ass away from possibly losing that game. How many times have you watched the Mark Andrews intercepts or deflects a ball meant for DeAndre Hopkins?
I saw
Hopkins?
Baldy post it, and I was intrigued by it because Tony Romo making $20 million
didn't even
point it out. Yeah.
Yes, and I think that you can pretty much guess that if the ball doesn't get hit there, it probably gets to Hopkins in time before Joey Porter does.
But I think they
did a bunch of things well
against
a wounded team, and they barely hung on.
I know, but I still think if they get the ball back after that touchdown, Rodgers can lead them downfield for a Boswell field goal to win
it. What makes you think that was going
to
happen? They hadn't had a yard in the fourth quarter at
that point.
Well,
because their offense in the fourth quarter, Tomlin said how aggressive they were. The offense in the fourth quarter was don't screw it up and lose the game. Two handoffs, and then we'll think about throwing on third down.
So you think if they had just flipped the switch back to, crap, we got to win this game,
yeah,
it would have worked?
Yes, just like he did against the Jets at the beginning of the year.
I think the other thing that's a story in this game that I cannot necessarily just ignore is we just opened the show making fun of him. Harbaugh, despite all the other things that happened in this game, if that guy just says, you know what, I'm just going to keep running Derrick Henry at you, my quarterback's not himself, I don't know if the Steelers hold up.
I agree, but that also, you got to realize, that point about both Harbaugh and Jackson not being right or not being as good as advertised, which I think is more true, all of those things, that is baked into what happens over the next month. They are not that good of a football team. We heard up and down from people, this is the greatest Ravens roster of all time. The Steelers can't compete with the Ravens. Not only can they compete, they are better than them. And we know the Steelers are a very flawed team. And yet they are less flawed and less poorly coached than them. So now the Steelers have beaten them head-to-head on the road. They have a one-game advantage in the division. The Ravens have a more difficult schedule. I don't trust them for a second to catch the Steelers.
I will say this. If the Ravens go into Cincy and lose, and the Bengals don't really have anything to play for other than pride, but if they lose and go to 6-8, I mean, you floated this idea to me on and off the air. We did the sports showdown together last night. It was a lovely PM team sports showdown. They'll probably shut them down. At that point, you're 6-8. Are you really going to beat the Patriots, the Packers on the road, and then the Steelers again to possibly get into the postseason? I think this week is very determinative as far as what Baltimore does strategically.
But even if they didn't, Chris, like this fear factor, if it even exists for some Steelers fans, here comes Lamar. Why would we feel that way?
Oh, I didn't feel that way watching the game yesterday. It was a significant development, but I think he's not fully healthy. I think if he was fully healthy,
Rodgers is playing with one hand and he's 42.
Oh, come on.
Wait a minute.
You know that you're making a false equivalence there.
No, I'm not.
Lamar is like 80% of the runner he usually is, and that 20% is a big difference. Rodgers is basically an old man out there. He can still play without his left hand. Lamar is a fundamentally different football player when he cannot run the way he is accustomed to running.
Well, what's that say about him as a quarterback then, Chris?
I don't know.
That's like saying
the same thing it would say about Josh Allen. If he can't take off and run, he is a way lesser player than he would otherwise be.
I agree.
If Patrick Mahomes had the mobility of Tom Brady, he probably wouldn't be very good.
No, I still think he'd be pretty good. I do.
I'm just pointing out that, like, my main thesis here, I guess I want to stress, is a lot of things were working against the Ravens, and Rodgers played well yesterday. Really well, and they barely hung on.
What does Lamar Jackson's lower body injury have to do with Derrick Henry is by himself? slipping out of the backfield. And if he doesn't throw it at the guy's shoelaces,
no, he made a
it's
bunch
probably
of bad
a
plays.
Touchdown.
He played
yes,
a bad game.
But we say this about Lamar in big games, whether he's healthy or not. That's the thing that I come in here sometimes with people, and I just don't get. When are people all going to realize against the Steelers, he's usually bad? Against the Chiefs, he's usually bad. In the playoffs, he's usually bad.
I mean, two out of his last three games against the Steelers, he's either been good or elite.
Okay, but overall, he's still got a losing record against it with 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and 8 fumbles. That ain't good. His passer rating 72
question,
against them.
Is today about how bad Lamar was and how validated you feel, or what this does for the Steelers
it's
and
both.
How we feel about them?
No, it's not about me being validated. It's about the fact that the Ravens are not that good of a football team. Absolutely is part of the story for the Steelers, because now the path to winning the division is there for them with this win, and the Ravens do not look like a team that can catch them. So we're probably
how does that
gonna
make the Steelers better if and when they do win
because,
the division for a possible playoff run,
because
though?
The game's here.
No. Like,
yes, that is a big difference.
So wait, you'd feel good about Buffalo coming back in here in a 4-5?
I didn't. Well, hold on. I wouldn't say I'd feel good about that. What do I feel better about? Playing a team here, playing it in Buffalo or in Kansas City or in Baltimore?
Assuming the Steelers get into the playoffs, they will be the worst team in the field in the AFC and probably the whole NFL.
I don't know about that.
Home game or not, they will be the worst team
in the
field.
You think they're worse than Tampa right now? They just lost to the Saints at home.
I'm not sure Tampa's getting in.
Okay, you think they're worse than Carolina then?
Carolina's frisky.
Frisky?
Carolina is frisky.
They've got a quarterback who some games throws for 72 yards.
And who also threw for like 440 yards not long ago in a game.
So you'd rather have Bryce Young than Aaron Rodgers?
Would you say Carolina's best win of the year is
well,
better than the Steelers?
Well, answer the question first.
I would rather have Bryce Young.
Oh, my God. Here's Reed on the Fan. Hello, Reed.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
I just want to chime in and say we definitely don't need Derek Harmon, and hopefully we could get Deshaun Elliott back too. Going into playoffs, and I think a home game in Pittsburgh is definitely what we need.
Okay, do you have any faith that if they have to play like Buffalo or the Chargers, two teams who have
bring
them?
Buffalo? I want Buffalo. Buffalo probably
wants the Steelers because they just absolutely dog walk them here.
But you got to think that
they
first.
Had people booing Renegade Reed and saying fire Tomlin. That's what they did to the Steelers.
Up until they hit A-Rod after the second quarter after halftime. That game could have went anyway.
Chargers don't scare me at all. I wouldn't say that game could have gone either way against the Bills. With the way they played the worst second half I've ever seen in Pittsburgh. I would not say that the Chargers are spooky at all. They've got a quarterback that has a worse hand injury than Rodgers. They've got two offensive tackles.
How would you feel about
the
Texans
year.
Walking in here?
Yeah, I think they're going to win their division, though.
If they don't, though, and they get a wild card, they might disintegrate Aaron Rodgers. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson might just make them blink out of existence.
Fair enough, but I also think there's a fair chance C.J. Stroud doesn't make it out of that game.
All right,
how about
the zombie Kansas City Chiefs, because the Colts are falling apart, somehow find their way in?
Yeah,
probably
I mean,
not.
It's a playoff game. I'd probably
Jacksonville
say...
Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence, yeah, then. If Houston wins that division, Jacksonville's
Malzie,
realistically the other
team. All I said
team.
Was that I have more of an open mind about them in the playoffs than I have in the past. Because it'll probably be at home, and because of how the quarterback looked in a quasi-playoff game. I think those are pretty two fair comments.
As much as I want to say that they answered some questions because they got their two most important players, their quarterback and their big-time wide receiver, involved and productive, the fact that it came right down to the wire gives me pause.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, it's huge. Can't say it's not a huge win. It really is. Vibes are up, but we have a lot of good film to watch, and we need to keep improving off of these good performances.
Vibes are up, and it's a huge win, unless you're talking to Mulsey, who's already telling us that the Carolina Panthers are better, and if the Steelers made the playoffs, they would be, well, they are going to make the playoffs. They're going to be the worst team, so.
Well, they're 80% to
business
make it.
As per usual. You really don't think so after that game? Who's going to catch them?
With the Steelers involved here, I'm like Mike Tomlin. I would never, what's his, never say never, but never. I would say never assume anything that you think is going to happen with them. Like, that's my thing.
They passed the test. Last year in this spot, they failed it. Russell Wilson went out there against Baltimore and made a dumb play in the red zone and fumbled and threw a pick six. And that was when the wheels came off for this team and they lost 5 in a row. This is the same part of the year last year where everything went to crap.
I mean, I do think it's different, though. They're playing
Aaron Rodgers.
They played a banged-up Lamar Jackson who's, like, not even practicing anymore. He's so injured. Like, last year, that was a healthy Ravens team, and they rolled the Steelers.
But it was a healthy Ravens defense, and they scored 27 points against it, and it was one that was playing better.
I thought that was the most impressive part of the game.
Well, you seem to be downplaying it.
No, I think Rodgers' play was really impressive, but the fact that their most important player, in a sense, played his best game of the year, and the other team had a lot of things go against them, and the Steelers still couldn't, like, just salt this thing away and show, like, a killer instinct.
Just humor me for a second.
Is relevant.
After watching the way Rodgers turned back the clock and played, and we know he still has that in him somewhere, and he's capable of that, other than Josh Allen, name an AFC quarterback who right now is technically in the field, so you can't say Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. who you would say unequivocally you trust that guy in a playoff game more than Rodgers, other than Allen.
I trust Drake May absolutely more than him.
Okay, we haven't seen it, and he's already lost to the Steelers, but if that's your answer, I'll
MVP
accept it.
MVP frontrunner.
Sure. We've also seen him lose to the Steelers this year.
I know, you're just like you're making an argument based on, like, I think, fairly specious things.
What, like, what happens on the field? What are you now, the college football playoff committee? Are you the Notre Dame athletic director?
I mean, yeah, it's the NFL.
Yes, I'm baking it on how they
Rodgers,
played against each other.
Rodgers came into this game over the last month prior to the game, one of the four worst quarterbacks in football,
yeah,
basically.
You're right.
So I'm going to base a lot of my thoughts on what happens in 240 minutes worth of action or whatever, and not just 60, I would say 45 good ones, because the team basically shut down for the last 15. I would trust Herbert more because I just think Herbert's way more talented, and I would trust Stroud more.
Four interceptions in the playoffs last year.
All right. If you're telling me, I would tell you that they would not go into a single game in the AFC playoffs right now, other than maybe against Denver, I would say they would. with the quarterback advantage against the other five.
Not against Trevor Lawrence and the Jags?
No, I would still assume Lawrence would do something potentially very
based on
good.
What?
I don't know, the fact that he rallied from a 28-3 deficit in the playoffs and won a game.
Okay, but then why do you give Herbert credit when he blew that lead and threw four interceptions in the playoffs last year?
Because I don't just look at that game only. I look at both guys' physical capabilities, who's calling plays, like what they're
able to
do. I don't
know, Rodgers' physical capabilities looked pretty good yesterday, man.
Really? Because when he ran in for that touchdown, he looked like he was running for his actual life because he knew if somebody caught him, he might turn into dust.
All right, I thought he looked 32 and not 42
yesterday. You're a prisoner of the
yesterday.
Moment right now, and I am trying to provide some sort of even keel on this radio show.
Ben is next. Hello, Ben.
I love the show. I'm going to preface this by saying I am a Ravens fan, but I get you guys when I'm traveling in Western Maryland, and I do like the show. Definitely don't hate the Steelers, but as far as you're talking about Harbaugh, the problem with getting rid of him, and a lot of people here want to, is he's got a 13-11 playoff record. He's second all-time of current active head coaches. Whereas Tomlin is flipped. He's 8-11 in playoffs. And we have beaten the Steelers in the last two playoffs we've played against them.
Okay, if that makes you feel better at night and helps you sleep better, fine. All I know is when the Steelers play the Ravens, I expect John Harbaugh to probably shoot himself in the foot several times and get out coached by Mike Tomlin.
It's the only two games of the year, though, Pony, where you are really pro Tomlin because you think the other guy's such a clown. I mean, I agree with it, too. If Tomlin could just harness whatever, like, general calm and whatever, like,
Tomlin
good
is
scheme,
Harbaugh's kryptonite.
Whatever good scheme he has, and then whatever, like, basic calm Tomlin applies to how he coaches against the Ravens, I wish he could do it every week.
Here is Nell next. Hello, Nell.
Snell.
Snell?
Mel.
Like,
what
Mel.
Is Mel.
Oh.
Mel.
Yeah.
Well, it was like Mel down, Gray, famous was, Detroit Lions kicker.
It was written down
turner.
As N-E-L-L. So, sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm also known as Melzy, but no, they won't let me on here if I say that. That's my name.
All right. Won't let you on here.
All right, Melzy, what do you got for us? What from Mulzy to Melzy, what do you have?
I've been following the Steelers for almost 60 years.
Congratulations.
And whether by radio or phone or by TV. And
what are you going to say, by air, by land, and by sea as well?
from the days of Bill Austin. But anyway, I said almost eight years ago the Steelers will never go to another Super Bowl with Tomlin as coach.
And I agree with that.
I didn't say win one. I said that he ain't going to get them there.
I agree with that.
I think the whole coaching staff got to go. Maybe
so this game did nothing for you yesterday, correct, Mel?
The Steelers didn't win the game yesterday.
Are you going with a classic Mulzy take of the Steelers didn't win it, the other team lost it?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I want to hear this ref argument. You think the refs screwed the Ravens? Where? Tell me. Show me.
Well, with a catch in the end zone, for one thing.
It wasn't a catch.
It looked like one to me.
I know it does, but that's not the way the rule is written.
I think it was very, very close. I think it could have went either way.
Not really, because he has to get a third foot down, and he didn't, and the ball came out.
Okay, but the refs were very congenial towards the Steelers.
Congeniality? In play. Did you think that the penalty on the field goal that turned into a personal foul was a good call?
I did not.
No?
He's gone. I thought that was a horrible call.
Well, that put 4 points on the board.
Well, it did. I mean, the Ravens are still allowed to play defense after that, but it absolutely did.
It fundamentally
did
would have changed the end of the game because they'd be up 23-22 and Baltimore needs a field goal.
I agree. But if the Ravens are so much better than the Steelers, then they should have held that feeble Steelers offense to a field goal and they couldn't. I mean, the Steelers, to their credit, let's call it what it is, not just getting the likely play overturned. Huge story in the game is the Steelers cashed in the red zone trips and the Ravens didn't.
I thought the other story was that the Steelers and Tomlin would love hearing me say this. He'd be like, finally, those morons are coming around to my side of it. Look at penalties. Tomlin talks about that all the time.
The punt at the end
of the game and then 30 yards essentially or 25 yards of field position and penalties surrendered, I think, might be as big of a deal in that game as anything.
I mean, Rashard Bateman's allowed to catch a pass. It's right there
for
him.
Wait, are you talking about Patrick Richard or Rashad Bateman here? A lot of confusion.
Here's Cody next. Hello, Cody.
Hey, happy Victory Monday, guys.
Hey, man.
Does it feel like a Victory Monday, or are you still kind of up in the air on how you feel about this?
It does for me. Malsey's trying to be the ambassador of doom here today.
I will say this. You know, I'm glad that our offense stepped up for the majority of the game. Those last couple three and outs had my blood pressure rising a little bit.
Yep.
But I'm hoping that we can remain consistent. That's my biggest thing. But my concern is our defense still. Like, we're giving up these chunk runs to Derrick Henry. We're giving up that huge run to Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah.
And now we got to go up against Devon Achane. He's one of the better runners in the league.
Correct.
You know, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year about this Dolphins game, I would have said 100% we're winning this game. But now, I don't know.
I don't disagree with anything you said there, to be honest with you. I've never seen a disparity in rushing stats like Sunday, where the team that got outrun by 200 yards won the game.
Would you like me to dig up some numbers and see how often that happens?
Do you actually have the answer?
No, but I'm known to do that kind of thing and
please
do it in the break.
Yeah. That was wild.
Well, I just think that is where I think Harbaugh's relevant, and he was terrible because he couldn't stay with it because he's got to give Lamar the ball, and there's all sorts of other little things.
No one else brought this up on the broadcast. Apparently, Romo, again, is asleep at the switch.
He was terrible, by the way.
The play, so it's a great hustle play by Pierre to run down Mitchell.
Yep.
They end up scoring a touchdown on that drive. But the bigger story there is
Mitchell got hurt. Yeah,
yes.
Mitchell gets hurt on the play.
Mitchell got
and
hurt on that
play. And he was the change
play
of pace that they were gashing the Steelers
instead
with.
Muhammad Ali has to go in as the change of pace guy, and he's not even half the player Mitchell is. Mitchell's a threat to score on every play because of that speed.
He was running more like he was in Cassius Clay.
Oh, and then Romo tried to do that. And down goes Frazier. I mean, Ali. You like that one, Nance? And Nance is just sitting there rolling his eyes like, are you kidding
me? I had that on my earbuds for a minute, that part of the game, and I thought Nance is probably ready to take a blunt instrument and like whack him across the back with it. He sounded so pissed off. And then Romo, Jim, did you like that pun, Jim?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
.242, time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. Time for PM Team Plays of the Game. We'll get into more of your calls on how you're feeling about yesterday's win over the Ravens. one YouTube viewer calling Malzi a special kind of douche today.
Mm.
As if your normal kind of Malzi douche was not enough, you have kicked it up a notch to special kind of douche.
I'm going to read this one. It'll probably get us in trouble, but I like this
goody,
one.
Goody, please. Sometimes, by all means. Donnie, put that finger over the dump button.
Sometimes there's a lot of... People like to remark about some of the endorsements they hear and some of the spots, and somebody just sent in, I got new hair, I lost weight, and my Johnson works again thanks to the ads here on The Fan. Thank you, guys.
Why would you get in trouble for that?
I don't know. I just thought more like that I couldn't get through reading it the way he wrote it in that way. Pony, you did, before the plays of the game, and I want to get to those quickly, you did ask, though, or you did like kind of pause it, how often has it happened since the merger that a team got outrushed as badly as the Steelers did? And still won the game. So this is what
34 rushing yards to 217.
So this is what I put in. I just put those exact numbers in and not like a nearly 200-yard gap. One other game in NFL history since the merger has a team been outrushed that badly.
And won.
The Indianapolis Colts in 1990 beat Washington 35-28 despite getting outrushed 223-33. That is one of the wildest... I would never think to look something like that up. It's one of the wilder stats I can ever remember.
I think Stan Humphries might have started that game for the Redskins.
All right, Donnie, do you want to check him here? Because you know he's watched this game, this absolute sicko. No, it was a Mark Rippon game.
Okay, because Humphries did play that year for them.
Can you guess Washington's leading rusher in that game? Buck 54 on 31 carries.
Gerald Riggs?
No.
Ernest Biner?
Yes, Ernest Biner.
All right, let's get to PM Team Plays of the Game, starting with Donald's.
Rodgers excited to have him here.
Yep.
And he's going deep. They have not had a deep ball in a month. And Metcalf makes the catch.
I went with that one because it felt like a bit of a tone setter.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was their first play on offense, and we thought it would be same old stuff. And they complete the first pass downfield in like a month and a half of football. Hadn't done it the entire month of November. It was even ugly at the end of October. We get into the first week, first Sunday here in December, they finally do it. And it was just a sign of things to come because they were willing to let it loose. Aaron Rodgers was willing to let it loose as the game continued to go on.
So it was a real NFL passing offense.
Yeah, it felt like to me after just that one play on offense, like they had changed how things were just 7 days prior.
Here is mine.
Here's Gainwell. There's open room, and he's in for the touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run by Kenneth Gainwell.
Instead of 13-3, it's 17-3 because of the Travis Jones unnecessary roughness call. Boswell points to the first down. It sets up first and goal, and then Gainwell jukes Wiggins out of his cleats to score and put the Steelers up 17-3. That was also cashing in a touchdown off of the only turnover in the game, the lollipop pass from Lamar Jackson to his cousin, James Pierre, which still had our resident Lamar Jackson apologist, intern Jack, saying afterwards, I thought Lamar played a pretty good game.
See, I thought that was a play where Lamar, if he's fully healthy,
just
probably
runs.
Tries to juke and run people.
But
so that you do agree with me to an extent that game changed because he wasn't healthy.
I'm of two minds. I think part of it is that he is not 100%, even though they're showing us he's just as fast
he's
now.
Not. Romo was trying to push that narrative very weirdly. He's not. It's fine to say that he's not. I'm not going to sit here and just say, woe is Lamar. He was still battling. I'm not going to pull an intern,
I also
Jack.
Think it might be a preference thing where he wants to be more of a pocket quarterback now that he's older.
I also...
And doesn't want to take as many hits.
I also just think he might want to, if he knows his legs are going to get him hit more because he's not as elusive, he's not going to be as inclined to run.
Here is Malzi's play of the game.
Dump it off. Got it. Got the first down with Warren. Warren, going to go untouched. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. A play so simple that was not defended. 38 yards and a touchdown.
I have a feeling Pat Freiermuth, a very good teammate, is probably ticked off about that play, and he probably should be.
Why?
He was about 20 yards more wide open than... Jalen Warren was on that play. That's not why I'm actually making it my play of the game. It was the winning touchdown and gave them a real actual working margin and was a punchback after the Ravens got closer. You watch that play again. One, it's just nice to see the Steelers catch a break where somebody else just screws up royally. Warren catches the ball and there's nobody there. Freiermuth releases on the play and you see him with his hand up. He just puts his hand up like Randy Moss used to, maybe four steps off the ball.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody there and, more importantly, nobody turned to him. I think they could have, like, scored a touchdown with any of three people on that play catching the ball. It was one of the weirdest breakdowns I've seen from an ostensibly well-coached team and a rising defense in a long time. And it was just atrocious, man.
You know what I'm absolutely done with, too? Here's another one of my airing of Ravens grievances. Please never tell me again how Kyle Hamilton is the same as Troy or Ed Reed. Did he make a single play yesterday? Did he show up on the stat sheet? All I hear about is how this guy's actually the modern-day safety, can play anywhere. Safety, nickel, linebacker, he's everywhere. He's going to be the best player on the field. I don't think he made one play the whole time.
Was he in on the hit that knocked Washington out of the game? I think he was. But it looked like he got the worst of that hit.
Yes,
and then Washington
exactly. Somehow
was the one with the concussion,
right.
Which was weird. The Steelers, absolutely, when you're not a great team, you occasionally need help from the other team. Just that was the last thing I wanted to say about that play. You occasionally need other teams to just screw up. That's got to be one of the worst blown coverages in the NFL this year.
Instead of blaming the refs, look in the mirror, Ravens fans. That was PM team plays of the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.